The only show that proudly puts together a fantasy tennis team. Here's Carpenter and Rothman.
Next man up is a guy that's got a resume you'd put up against anybody's. National champ, Super Bowl champ, All-American, countless awards that he may or may not have left at various apartments around Central Ohio. But he's our buddy, A.J. Hawk. He's on the Bryant Heating Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. A.J., good to have you, bud.
What's happening, guys? How you doing?
Everything's good. So you did not accompany your wonderful wife to Lambeau last night, I take it?
No, I did not. She was up there visiting her friend Molly Crosby, and she's still there. She comes back later tonight. But, yeah, she got to see a good game, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. I mean, shook that she was having a blast in that suite, man. I mean, that's – unfortunately, you couldn't get the tag along, AJ. I'm sorry. You know, it's essential personnel only.
Yeah, well, you know, the babysitter situation for four kids is never good for both of us leaving town together.
That's very understandable. Before we get into, like, NFL talk and college talk, I think Rob Oller of the Dispatch put out a nice article a while back when it came to, like, star ratings. And there was a great line in the article about, you know, would A.J. Hawk have actually even been offered a scholarship by Ohio State if you just went by star ratings? What was your answer to that question?
I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure if I would have or not. I mean, I think I slid in somehow with Coach Tressel. I don't know who made the final call. I'm guessing Coach Tressel did. But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think it's an interesting thing. And what's crazy about, like, the stars and all the recruiting process now, there's some guys, I'm sure, to where schools don't really want to offer a guy, but sometimes they may feel like they have to just from outside pressure if a lot of other schools have offered them and people are going to sit there and ask, well, what are you guys doing sleeping on this guy? So I think it's a weird thing, and coaches really have to do their homework and not worry about what anyone on the outside says.
Well, you were an All-State player. You know, it wasn't like you were a nobody, and you were in Ohio, and certainly Tress probably put a lot of priority on that. Was your dream – did you grow up with a dream of playing for Ohio State? And I guess if something happened and it didn't go that way, where would you have gone?
That's a good question. Yeah, I mean, it was definitely a dream to play for Ohio State, and legit dream. Like, I didn't think it was a reality. I don't think I ever thought it was a reality until I signed. I actually signed on the dotted line, not even after I committed. I was still worried they were going to pull it. But I think when I signed, I realized, okay, cool, I think I'm going to make it to campus. But I always wonder what my life would have looked like if I didn't go to Ohio State. I really, really wonder. I have no idea. It would be weird to think of what my life would be like just as far as, like, meeting my wife and living here now and all this with my kids. But I probably
– Well, you'd probably be living with Elsa somewhere over in Centerville, Chevy Chase.
Maybe I would. Maybe I'd open up a little pub back in Centerville and be the main barkeep and close it down every night. But no, I would have probably gone. I would have probably chased my brother and gone to Miami of Ohio. But then he ended up transferring to Ohio U, so it might not have been a great situation. I might have had to go transfer too just to chase him around.
All right. So here's a great follow up because we're getting into name, image, and likeness and all this stuff that's going on now. And I'm just curious because I always told Bobby this. I said, certainly the guys that are allowed to play are talented enough to play at Ohio State are incredible athletes, but they're not ready-made when they get here. Do you think that if you didn't go to Ohio State, that you would still have the football career you had based on your talent, your drive, your ambition, or do you think the coaching, the guidance, the teams you were on, the guys that you played next to that were so good that raised your level of drive, do you think
what does that have to do with the coaching and the players now? You're bringing in the other guys around.
Bringing in the whole deal. If you didn't go to Ohio State, would you become the player you did?
No, I definitely don't think I would have. I think the coaching is a huge part of it. I've been lucky enough to have great coaches from starting back in the second grade all the way through high school and college and the pros. But I definitely don't think I would have been the player I became just because I do have to take all that into account. Like stepping into a team – and Bobby knows, like our freshman year coming in, going 14-0, win the national championship, and really learning from guys like, okay, this is what it means to be a big-time college football player. This is what you have to do, the sacrifices you make, this is how you work. But also, like, it's about being in the right place at the right time for individual players, I think the quarterback position, I think, is more than any place to where you need a good system up, set up around you, set up for success. And I think as a linebacker, no, like you don't need the system as much, but I think you do have to take everything into account, like the total package of the guys around me, the D-line that was so good in front of us for four straight years, all the great DBs we played with, and the great buddies like Bobby and Schlage that were playing next to me. Yeah, that all helps you. So I don't think there's a chance I would have been able to do what I was able to do somewhere else.
So let me ask you this then, AJ. Moving this along, Ohio State's taking on Northwestern this week. It's at night in Evanston. How do you feel about that game? And is there any trauma that you still experience potentially from knowing what has happened there in the years past?
Yeah, I mean, I still have some trauma there. I had to play with Noah Heron, who we played against, was the running back there, and he loved to talk about beating us at Northwestern that year. And I would always tell him, well, good, man, I'm glad. It's like your Super Bowl. You're going to take that to the grave. Like that, I guess that shows how good we are, that you beat us, and it's your whole life. Like, your whole life rests on that. And I used to joke with him about that sometimes. But it's true. Like, it sucks to go there and get beat at night, and when you all of a sudden – the game is over, and as they're storming the field going crazy, and you're like, wow, like this happened. How in the world did this just happen? So I carry some trauma from it, but the great thing, Bob, we're old. These young guys have no idea that we played. They have no idea that game even happened, so they don't have any of that trauma. They don't have any of the things lingering in the back of our brain. I think they only have good thoughts, and they're living in the moment. So this current team has no issues, I don't think, going to Northwestern.
You remember anything about halftime of that game? I mean, you were down, I think, 3. Do you remember anything about the locker room? Did it feel like all you had to do is kind of flip the switch a little bit, or was there some worry? Did you sense that amongst your guys?
I don't remember there being any worry. I knew we felt like, well, yeah, of course, we should definitely find a way to win this game, and it's just up to us to put our foot on the gas and get it going in the right direction. But then as the game went, it was like, all right, man, all right, what are we going to do? When are we going to start getting this thing rolling? And I've had that happen at other times in the NFL especially. But I don't remember there being a ton of worry. There was definitely a sense of urgency. And a lot of times when you're not playing as well as you should have, at least in my brain, when I was especially in college, I'm going in the locker room thinking like, oh, man, my coaches are going to be so mad at us. They're going to kill us. Like, we got to win. Like, we need to win for our guys. But, man, how are we going to handle how upset our coaches are going to be and what kind of adjustments we're going to have to make when we know we can get it done, but we just weren't getting it done the first half, and ultimately we failed. But I don't remember there being, like, a specific worry, like, oh, no, this is going to happen. Like, until that last second ticked off the clock and we lost, I never thought we were going to lose.
When Bobby picked off that pass and you guys were down 7, jeez, did you feel like he may have should have gotten a little more after the catch or no?
Maybe. But my favorite moment that with an interception was still our junior year at home, and we play Michigan. And who got the pick, Bobby? Was it Ashton Yabuti? I don't know who got the pick.
Yeah, I think it was Ashton.
Sounds right.
Yeah. Ashton gets a pick, and all of a sudden on a return, we get a penalty. I'm like, what the hell happened? Oh, Bobby went low on Chad Henne and tried to cut block him. And I remember watching the replay, and Bobby, like, gave this weak little cut roll attempt on Henne. I remember, I think I asked Bob, what happened? He's like, he's a big dude, man. I'm trying to get him to the ground. I want to score a touchdown. Like, it was still one of my favorite moments. And luckily, we won that game. So I still remember that. I still remember Bobby just so perplexed when I asked him why he went low.
Well, listen, because we get cut all the time. And I was trying to, and he probably weighed 225. I'm like, I can't wrestle this guy to the ground. I'm going to get a holding call. So I just dove in his legs at the end of the play, hoping to at least knock him down some way. I'm like, at least I give him something to think about here.
You definitely gave him something to think about. I don't think he went down. That's the unfortunate part. But we won the game, so I think you were giving it up for your team. That's a true team player. Like, you're willing to get down and dirty for your teammates.
It's quite the upset, man. Michigan was top 10 that day, so you guys got him. Does this Ohio State team, we'll leave it on this, I'm kind of setting you up here. It's a little bit loaded. I mean, they're an undefeated team, and they've looked pretty good to this point. Are you ready to somewhat give them, like, the anointing deal here and say that this is a team that's got the talent to win a title? Like, you'll put that pressure on them. This is the one, that they've got something special now.
Absolutely. I don't think it's a question. that they have more than enough talent to get it done. I think they have the coaching staff to get it done. The quarterback in Justin Fields, which has exceeded all expectations, I think, and just such a just playing amazing, taking care of the ball. It's really fun to watch. And then their defense is lights out. Like, Chase Young could easily be the number one pick overall. I'm sure they'll take a quarterback, but I'm still pushing for him to be the number one overall pick. And they have so much talent in the back end on that defense, too. If you talk about a true, like, well-rounded team, offense, defense, special teams, Ohio State can beat you in so many different ways. If one of those units has an off day, it doesn't matter. The other unit's going to pick up for them. And it's just they have too much, and I think they're playing with so much confidence in the plan that Ryan Day has in place. It's a lot of fun to watch. And I think even if they have a bad outing, they're still – plenty enough talent, and they're good enough to beat anybody, even on an off day.
We love you, buddy. Thanks for making time for us, man. Hope to get to see you soon. We appreciate it.
Thanks a lot. I know you're juiced. Tiger's got a new book coming out, Rossman, so I know you can't wait.